to meet with the candidates. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden says he will meet soon with his list of choices for a Supreme Court nominee and believes some Republicans will support his nominee.
I think whomever I think will get a vote from Republicans for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
The president talking to NBC News ahead of Thursday's meeting with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss a choice who he has promised will be the first black woman nominated to the court. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tells reporters.
We all have enormous confidence in President Biden's judgment. We are very aware of the historic nature of this appointment and very proud of that.
President Biden says he is seriously looking at four candidates to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Three-time snowboard champion Shaun White makes a strong showing at the Olympics, but finishes fourth in the men's halfpipe, missing a medal in his final Olympics. And Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva will get an urgent hearing to decide whether she can compete at the Beijing Olympics. Russian media reported she had tested positive for a banned drug. If you've been shopping for almost anything, you know inflation is rising quickly. In January, it accelerated to a 40-year high of 7.5%.
Wages have gone up, but not more than inflation. So we are actually losing money because the price of everything we buy. Now, food at the grocery store overall up 7.4% over the past 12 months, increases across the board.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. Stocks fell on that inflation news. The Dow dropped 526 points. The NASDAQ fell 304. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Speculation continues over whether Russian President Putin will invade Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News.
He continues to add options to his menu of military capabilities should he want to use those. And so we have noted certainly with concern.
Russia's holding military exercises in neighboring Belarus and the Black Sea. And Washington is urging Americans still in Ukraine to leave immediately to avoid getting caught in any Russian military action. An Iraq war vet who stormed the Capitol on January 6th is sentenced to 6 months in jail. 52-year-old Mark Leffenwell of Seattle punched two police officers during the attack. He told the judge he was embarrassed and ashamed. Congress passes a bill to protect employees from being forced into arbitration.
Legislation passed by the Senate on a voice vote signaling broad bipartisan support ends forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assaults and harassment,
allowing them to have their day in court, a basic constitutional right.
New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand helped draft the bill with South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, an effort started in the wake of the Me Too movement years ago.
And the idea that you're going to sign away your day in court when you're abused in the workplace, those days are over.
The measure won significant bipartisan support earlier this week in the House and now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Biden's German Shepherd puppy, Commander, will make his TV debut on Super Bowl Sunday. The First Lady and Commander will appear in a video message during the broadcast of Puppy Bowl 18, which appears on the same day as the NFL Championship. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.